talking about living in God's love. My brothers and my sisters, there is no way out. There is no other way out except through Christ and to live in love, because our God, He loves us so much. Our text is John 15. John chapter 15. Sorry, I have a lot of papers here. John 15, verse 12 to 13. And it reads, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." He said, this is his commandment, that we love one another as he has loved us. Can we read Romans 5, 8 to 11 also? And then we'll read 1 John 4, verse 8 and 16. 1 Romans 5, 8 to 11. Thank you. "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we are yet sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ," hallelujah, "he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. 10. "For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies." I want us to be going, because there are a lot of things that God is ministering to us in those verses. "We will certainly be saved through the life of his son." 11. "So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, because of our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God." Wow, we are made friends of God. 1 John 4, 8 and 16. Let me use my Bible too. Sorry, I don't use iPod. I prefer to use my book Bible. 1 John 4. Because you see, technology, sometimes you can't get reception. That is what technology can do. But our God is a constant God. He never changes. He's always there for us. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he remains the same forever. 1 John 4, verse 8. "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." And then 16. "And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in God dwelleth in." And he that dwelleth in God. "And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Praise the Lord. You see all the scripture that we just read. I will read John 3:16. You don't need to go there. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So brethren, all this that we just read, these are the manifestations of God's love over our lives. He loves us so much that he gave us his only begotten son. He gave us Jesus Christ. The Bible that we just read is the most remarkable book of God's love in the whole world. There is no other book. You can have all those storybooks, all those novels that we read. I used to read Mills and Boons. They are fantasy. They are just something unreal. But the Bible is really the real book. And is that in the Bible, that is where we can see the God's love. That's why God can reveal to us his love towards man, his love towards the whole world. You see that verse, Romans 8, he said, "While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us." After God gave us his only begotten son, what an awesome God that we serve. What a great manifestations of his love towards all men. And see, he's saying love is an essential part of God's nature and attribute. God is just full of love. Imagine when you don't have any relationship, you don't know somebody, and he just gave his only son and he gave it to us. That's such a wonderful thing that God did for us. So our God is an example, a living example of love. And that is the reason why we as children, we have to live in love. You see, in one of those verses that we read, it said, if we don't love, we don't know God, because the God that we are serving is love. So God's love is what? When we are saying God is love, so God's love, it entails a lot of things. Number one, unconditional. The love of God is unconditional. Maybe you have been committing sin throughout your life, and God revealed himself to us, and we now surrender everything to him and confess him as our Lord and Savior. He loves us even while we are yet sinners, even while we are still committing sin. He loves us, but he does not love the sin that we are committing. But he loves us with an unconditional love. So what is unconditional? Love without condition. That is what God explained to us in John 3:16. That is, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. 1 John 4:9-10. I know I read verse 8 and 16. I will read it now from 9 to 10. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God. It is not that we love him, but he that loved us is the one that first loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. If God loves us, if God loves me the way I was, because that was the past. That is why 2 Corinthians said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Because that was then, but now we have all been saved. We have all been redeemed. We have all been delivered from sin and from the power of darkness. He has brought us to the kingdom of his light. And if God that saved you and I from our sin, if God that loves us and brought us out from that miry clay, from the life that we used to live, and by his grace he has saved us, then we have to love one another. God does not want to hear hear any reason and say, oh, just because she wasn't so nice to me, just because she was so rude to me, just because my child, I have been trying to talk to him or her, he doesn't listen. Or because my daughter, I always give her instruction, she just always wants to decide to do what she wants to do. That is the reason why I'm not going to love him. But God, does God love you? When you are doing something that is not right, he loves us. Because he does not want us to remain in that wounded position. He doesn't want us to continue to commit sin. And that Roman said, can we say, because we have that grace available to us, and we just say, you know what? The grace of God is always there for me. I can do this today. I can do this wrong thing tomorrow. And because the grace of God is always there, he said, God forbid. Because we are now a new creature. The Bible says all things have passed away. Because the God that we have, he loves us anyway. He loves us no matter what we do. He doesn't want us to be living in sin. He doesn't want us to be living in something, to do things that are not right in his sight. But sometimes, we do so stuff. But after doing those stuff, he still loves us. That is the main reason. In that verse 11, 1 John 4:11. Beloved, if God so loved you and I, then we ought also to love one another, no matter what. No matter what. You see, this sermon, it will be a series by the grace of God. This is the first one. By God's grace, God is going to through by his grace, we are going to go more in depth into this living in God's love. Because out there, there are a lot of things that we're encountering every day, 24 hours, 7 days. People will do stuff that we don't like. But anyway, God wants us to love them. People can look them from up to down. And you don't like the way they are, the outlook, but God wants us to love them anyway. Because how can they be saved? Because the Bible says we have been saved to serve. He has saved us so that other lives will be saved. He has not saved us to sit down on this seat. Thank God the women went for evangelism yesterday. And to God be all the glory. We have a lot of people that gave their lives to Christ. And that is the soul. God is looking for soul. The lost soul to come to his kingdom. Because he said he does not want anyone to experience the wrath to come. He said he has saved us and redeemed us. And also as he has saved us, he wants us to love other people. Even the unlovable. You know, I always listen to songs when I'm driving or listen to messages. Sometimes my kids, they want to listen to something else. I will just tell them, I'm so sorry. I don't like all those things. Can I hear this? Because those things that we hear, it matters a lot. Because it's building our soul. Because it's ministering to our soul. That's why we can't listen to what is not giving glory to God, my brothers and my sisters. Let's be real. We have to love one another. No matter what, the people out there, they are doing stuff. But it's the love of God that can bring them to Christ. It's the love that will show them. It is not the Bible we are taking all over. It is not a tract. They are looking at our lives. Our lives must minister Christ to other people. Even though they may do things that is so irritating that we can't stand. But do you know what we did because God before God saved us? Do you know how many things we've done? But God, that is filled with love, the love that is unconditional. The love of God has no condition. Either you have been living in the pool of sin 24 hours, 7 days. God loves you. He does not want you to remain in that pool of sin. That's why he draw us out. That's why he saved us. And he wants us to love in return to all everybody. At our places of work, you see a lot of people. You youth, you see your fellow student in the school. But sometimes you look at them. You don't want to live the life they are living. But at the same time, you have to love them. But you are not doing what they are doing. That's why the Bible says, we are in the world. We are in the world, but we are not going to live the life the world is living. Because God has made that difference in us. And that difference is Christ. You see that song? He said, on Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground, they are sinking sand. It's not only ground. A lot of things that is happening around us. But we have to live in that love because the love of God towards us is unconditional. It doesn't have any condition. And regardless of any situation, regardless of any circumstances, God loves you and I. And that is the reason why we have to love. And love is a command that God has given unto us. As we read, that this is my commandment, that you love one another, that our joy may be full. I will read Amplify, John 15, 12 to 13 that we just read. This is my commandment, that you love and unselfishly seek the best of one another, just as I have loved you. No one has greater love, nor stronger commitment than to lay down his own life for his friends. You see, God gave us Jesus. Jesus gave his all to us. When God gave us his only begotten son, now that son gave himself to the whole world. He went to the cross. To God be all the glory. He's no longer on the cross. He has risen. And also, as he went to the cross, we also, we have been crucified with that sinful life. And he has changed the foundation of our life. He has changed our DNA. Now, we have a new source, a new foundation. How? Through the blood of Jesus. By confessing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have that new life. And that new life is the ability that God has given unto us to love. So, the Bible says, with God, all things are possible. So, it is not impossible to love. It is possible with God. It is our trust in God. And it's a choice that we have to do, to make every day. It's a choice. I can decide, you know what? I don't want to love that boy that is sitting there. And when you start building that, you will see that you every day is coming to your heart, I don't want to love that boy. I don't like all what he does every day. And before you know it, you are the one that is making, you are making that choice. But when you are when that thought is coming, you are telling that thought, oh no, because the Bible says, I have to love. It's a command. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another unselfishly, seeking the best for each other. That is our God. So, now, how can we love? By knowing God. Because when we have a deeper revelation of who God is, we'll be able to love and look at ourselves that me, if God can love me that I used to do this, I used to do that, and God has brought joy into my life. He has saved me. So who is that person that I will not be able to love? Because he's the one that has given us the ability. He said we can do all things through him that gives us the strength. So we have to know God and have a revelation of God and have a deeper understanding of the love of God. Then we'll be able to love one another. Because God, the God that we are serving, he has given unto us an unconditional love. So my brethren, indeed, God loves us at all times. He does not want anyone to perish, but to be saved, delivered, and redeemed. So for example, if God loves you and I so much that he gave us his son, Jesus Christ, then what else? How can we not love? If God loves us, you see, God brings forth the son upon all the old world every day. It's not saying that, oh, because that particular street, that particular country, they have been committing sin over and over, so I'm not going to make the sun to rise upon them. Let's imagine that. God always makes the sun to rise up every day. Every day he gives us life. It is not we that we are able to just wake up and stretch our legs and stretch all our body and get ready to start going for the day's job or for the day's activity. It is the love of God. It is the grace of God. That's why the Bible says, it's by his grace that we are not being consumed. And the Bible says, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth forth his mercy. It is the mercy and the grace of God and the unconditional love of God that is making all of us to be sitting down and be filled with his glory. Praise the Lord. So, the love of God is unconditional. Number two, the love of God is amazing. It's amazing. When we say something is amazing, what does it mean? Causing great surprise or wonder, astonishing. Something that you cannot even ever be able to explain. It's something that is, you are just thinking, me? God can love me in this way? So our God, the love of God is such an amazing love. So God showed his amazing love to all humanity by giving us his only son. God's love for the whole world cost him giving his only begotten son. It cost him that. So God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for our sin while we are still sinners, as I mentioned earlier. The love of God is the foundation and the basis of our lives. Genesis 1:26. That is in the beginning of the creation. God created man in his image. That is love. We are the only creature in the whole world that God created in his image. You see, that is love. That is the love of God. And he created us in his image. Colossians 1:16. For by him we are all things created, that in heaven and that in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power, all things were created by him and for him. So God is the one that created us in his image. That is such an amazing love. It's such an amazing love that God has for us. The love of God is what makes us who we are today. It's the love of God that makes us to be who we are today. Without his love, we are nothing. See the theme of our church for this year 2017. In him we live. In him we move. And in him we have our being. That's the love of God over us. The love of God, number three, is indescribable. Is indescribable. That is beyond words. We can't define the love of God for our lives. It's impossible to describe the love of God for all of us. 2 Corinthians 9:15. The love of God is indescribable. We cannot describe it. We cannot quantify it. We can't explain the reason why he loves us. For me, I would just be thinking every day, how can God love me? He loves me anyway, and he saved me. Sometimes is when you think about the past. That's why the Bible says we should remember not the things of old, because God has started a new thing in our lives, and he's getting better and better, and he's taking us from one glory to another level of another glory every day. He's giving us revelation of who we are and who he is to us, because he loves us so much. That 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. He gave us an unspeakable gift, even though we don't deserve it, but by his grace, by the blood that Jesus Christ shed at Calvary, he has made us to be worthy. That's why we can go to him and cry to him, our Abba Father. We can go to him. We don't need anyone to go before us any longer, because we can go to him any time, any day. So the gift of Jesus Christ to the world is beyond description. It is beyond description, my brothers and my sisters. So when the love of God is indescribable, that he loves us, then we ought to love one another the way he commanded us to love one another. So God wants us to allow him, through the power of the Holy Spirit he has given to us, to be patient with everyone around us, our spouse, our children, our co-workers, and others we meet in our day-to-day life. Also, before the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, you see, he prayed for his enemy. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. You see, the people that make us to be angry, it's because they don't have they lack understanding. They lack the knowledge that we have by his grace. That is the reason why they are acting and behaving in such manner. But because Christ has saved us and he has made that difference in our lives, then we have to allow him to help us to love the unlovable. You see, there is a song that I always listen to on 96.7 or 99.1. That song says, give me grace to love the unlovable. Because you have some people out there that you look at them and say, you know what? I don't want to have anything to do with this person. But we have everything to do with them by loving them. It is that love that can bring about salvation and redemption that we have, that we've experienced in our lives. And it is by loving them. Honestly, it is by loving them. We encounter a lot of things every day. Every day. You meet with people. You see, recently at my job, I would just look all over. The actions that people put on, the way they gossip, the way they will tell you, is between me and you. And after between me and you, it will be between me and you of 10 people. Honestly. And they will say between me and you, and they will talk to you. And after, they will go and talk to 10 more people. And it's spreading. It's spreading. I just asked what I said, God, even my boss, I said, God, please, I need your help. Help me to love them. Help me to don't look at what they are saying. Help me to just keep quiet. Just by your wisdom, by your strength, by your power, help me to say those things you want me to say. Help me to keep quiet if I have to keep quiet. I need your wisdom. And to God be all the glory, is giving me the wisdom. When they call me, I will go in there by God's grace. I will just be quiet. I will just tell them, you know what? The people that are doing this, if they understand, they won't act this way. Just do what you can. And then leave the rest. And as I'm doing that, I'm praying for them. I say, God, I pray that you reveal yourself unto these people. If they know you, if they have a revelation and understanding of you, they will not be living this kind of life. And it is true. You see, I can only use myself as an example. You see, there is one training that we just did in my old establishment this year, early this year. They have to compulsorily ask all of us to go for that training in the city. And what is the training all about? They are asking us that we have to treat, in quote, everybody equally. When they come in there, you have to treat them nicely. I sat down there and said, God, it's only you that can help me to listen to this train. It's only you that can help me to be in obedience to the authority. Because that is what the word of God says. God, just help me to just sit down there and hear all that I have to hear. And help me to love, in quote, this group of people. And honestly, we can, I was reading something that our senior pastor, my daddy, that he sent to all the pastors. I read that thing. That is the originator of this sermon. Because it has just been coming. I would just be thinking, how can I love these people? God, you don't hate them. Even though they are doing things that is against your will. Even though it's like they are slapping, like their maker. That, you know what? Why did you make me this way? I want to recreate myself, which is a very, very, thing that the enemy just used to blindfold people's eyes these days. So I say, God, I need your help in order for me to be able to love these people. And in that, that is a real, real story of a man that he said he gave his life to Christ. And he has searched the Bible. He has read, and talked to God. God, this particular kind of life, I've never seen it that you are in agreement with it in your world. And this person that is struggling with, that is the mother. And he thought about it. You don't want me to hate, you want me to love. And I'm just summarizing the whole thing. Now, he now came to a conclusion that this is my mother. I have to love this woman. And he tried, as God will help him, to always go and sit down and love that woman. Even though he does not love the kind of life that the woman is living. But he has to love, because that is the commandment that God gave him. And because God saved him through his love, he also has to love his mother. So, I will just give us, in summary like that. So, you have those people out there. But God wants us to love them anyway. It is not that we are in agreement with the life they are living, but we have to love them. It is through that love, even maybe those people, they have never encountered somebody, that loved them with compassion and all that. And if we are the door that God will use to bring them forth to Christ, why can't we just make that choice and say, you know what? I will love them. People do stuff to us. I am not saying that, including me, that are so painful. Very, very painful. Sometimes you do stop, you give your whole self to humankind. And in return, you are not getting positive things. Anyway, we are not doing it. We are laying our treasures in heaven. We may not get that reward here, but when we get to him, the reward is waiting for us there. So don't think about it that, you know what? I use my whole life to sacrifice for this person. See what I'm getting in return. I got to that stage. I said, God, help me. Help me to love these people. I cannot hate them, because what they are doing, if they have a better understanding, they will not act that way. And that is what we have to. We have to just release ourselves to God, because God has given you and I the opportunity to love everybody, to live in love. So number 4, God's love Sorry, I'm coming. I think I've mixed up the paper. God's love is sacrificial. The love of God is just a sacrifice. He just gave that son to us. And Christ also, he went to the cross. He sacrificed himself to the whole world. At the last minute, he said, I wish that this cup should be taken away from me. But he said, Father, let your will be done. And he did the will of the Father. If Jesus Christ, our living example, can go and sacrifice himself for all of us, what can we not sacrifice for each other? We should be able to willingly sacrifice our lives. As God gave us Christ, also Jesus Christ gave himself to the whole world to save us. The love of God is great and unfailing. You see, when we sing that song, the steadfast love of the Lord, they never cease. They are new every morning. And great is that faithfulness of God over our lives. The love of God is such a wonderful deep thing that we cannot be able to explain. It's an unfailing love. The love of God is unfailing 24 hours, 7 days. We go there to sleep. Even those people that are living in sin, he takes care of them. He wakes everybody up to see another new day. You see how the love of God is so crucial and it's very important in our lives. And also, my brothers and my sisters, we have to live in love. We don't have any complaint. We don't have any choice. We have to make that choice to love and to live in love, because our God that we are serving is a God of love. So we have to make that decision and say, I am making a choice. I need to love this person. How then can we love? How then can we live in love? Because the love of God is unconditional. Because God loves us first. And constraining, you know, what the way he loves us, we have to love each other. And because he has is a commandment to us. So in loving each other, we have to be able to consider the needs of others ahead of our needs. Consider the need of that particular person ahead of your needs. And then you will see, by the grace of God and by the ability that God has given unto us, we'll be able to love each other more and more. Because Christ that we are serving, our God, our Maker, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Deliverer, he loves us so much. And he wants us in return to love one another. I'm going to end this series now. We will continue this because I don't want to keep us. I know I've told God, here I am. I've given everything to you. Just have your way. So it's a series. We will continue living in God's love.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.